Utah Department of Transportation spokesperson Vic Saunders says the 180-foot cable barrier will catch vehicles going too fast on the curve.
About the 1st of August, we will do a small project that will put a rougher course or rougher surface on the road right there by the barrier. And that will provide better traction when cars are actually driving through the area. But ultimately, people need to slow down in the canyon.
A review of crash data by the Salt Lake Tribune showed 25 accidents had happened on the curve between 2007 and 2010. In 16 of those instances, the cars ended up in the water. The curve got more attention after passers-by rescued three children trapped in a car that ended up in the icy river on New Year's Eve. Officials plan to make the road surface rough in order to increase traction. Reporting for Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Tolman.